listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Peter Levitt. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, David.
Today was the day that NOAA released its anticipated summer long-term forecasts for the June, July, and August time frame. What are you seeing?
All right. Well, that's a loaded question because there's a difference between what I'm seeing and what they're forecasting.
Yes, exactly so.
Okay, but all right, we'll go with the 90-day forecast and up front, and that is they've got the temperatures forecast to be above normal from just inside the West Coast all the way across the country to the Atlantic coast, with the exception of the upper Midwest and the Midwest, where they have temperatures forecast to be near normal. So most of the country there is forecast to be warm, and that's the 90-day period, June, July, and August. For precipitation, the only area of above-normal precipitation they have forecast is for the lower Mississippi Valley from southern Louisiana across southern Mississippi and Alabama. And they have dry weather forecast for the western or southwestern Great Plains and the Pacific Northwest. And once again, the rest of the country, which includes all the Midwest and the upper Midwest and the Atlantic coast, they're forecasting what they call equal chances, which is to say there's an equal chance of the temperature, the precipitation being either normal, above normal, or below normal, which is to say not much of a forecast.
Yes. Now, so, go ahead.
Well, now we have this 90-day forecast that everybody anticipates so eagerly because it is the summer forecast. And some people might want to know how they made out with the 90-day forecast that just is going to finish in 2 weeks at the end of May for March, April, and May. The forecast they made in January for the U.S. for March, April, and May called for significantly above normal temperatures across most of the country. That's above normal temperatures they were forecasting. In reality, March and April turned out to be the second such cold temperatures for March and April on record. And with a cold start to May and the anticipation that we'll only have one relatively mild week this coming week, and then it'll be cool again as we finish the month, there's an excellent chance that this spring will be the coldest spring on record for the entire 130 years of record. Now, when one looks at the forecasts and sees above normal temperatures forecast, and it comes in the coldest ever, that sort of suggests there isn't very much skill in these long-range forecasts. For the curious who want to know what the rest of the year is going to be like, sure enough, the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center is going for above-normal temperatures over most of the central and eastern parts of the country, right through summer, autumn, winter, and next spring as well. It seems they're stuck on warm, and like a stopwatch, sooner or later they're going to be right at least twice a day.
Thank you, Peter. That's meteorologist Peter Levitt, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.